there, boys, and hey there, girls! Welcome back to your favorite time of the week! It's What Did I Order? That's right, it's a place where the weirdness is really weird, and the fuckery's always happening. So without further ado, let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's...
And welcome back to What Did I Order? That's right. I'm recording on a different day at a different time, and man, the energy is flowing through me. It's going to be one of those weeks where we didn't have a whole lot of toy news, so we're just going to talk some bullshit, man. You guys know how I like to do it. Maybe we'll bring up some wrestling. Maybe we'll bring up some stuff from PowerCon I didn't cover already because I didn't see it last weekend. You know, I like to record these on Sunday mornings, but it didn't happen last week. Or maybe it did happen last week. I can't remember. That was last week. I've already been out in the sun in that Texas sculpturing heat for a week, working bullshit, covering stuff I've never seen before. I'm a little brain fried. But I am hydrated, caffeinated, and a little dilated. That work? I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about. And the whole thing about you knowing that what I'm talking about is that you don't know what I'm talking about, because this is coming straight out of the mind of me, Heath, aka Ordering Toys on Instagram. So, before we just jump too far into this whole introduction, let's just go ahead, hit the static, and go back to being what we do. So, like I've already said, hit that static. X. Okay, so this wasn't a PowerCon thing, but I saw images coming up for, what is this, 70 Mankey? Is that real? 70 Mankey? 70 May. I'm pretty sure this wasn't revealed at PowerCon, but it popped up on my Instagram, so we're going to go ahead and talk about it. This is the 70 Mankey? Mankley? X Crown Production. That's Monkey, but I believe it's spelled with an A, so yeah. But it's a 1/12 scale blank action figure. And the image that was first revealed was of three different colors of the buck, kind of in a very odd fighting stance. Like, almost like one guy is like laid down in front of another one. And these are blank bodies, so they're nude, real muscular, like pecs on pecs. It's a 12 pack, not a 6 pack on these guys, but you know, super cool looking. And it was a weird fighting pose. I had a good little chuckle about it with some of the boys, but I was looking at them, articulation in the toes, ankles, knees, thigh cut, you know, butterfly, what you really want from a good articulated action figure. It comes with a standard head that's got like I want to say kind of like a samurai, like man bun type deal. Came with a range of hands: fists, pointing fingers, gripping hands, trigger fingers, splayed open hands, kind of loose gripping hands, bare feet or boots. And I was like, okay, cool. Jump on the website, and I'm looking through. It's like, yeah, one body, one head, 8 pairs of interchangeable hands, 1 pair of interchangeable shoes, 1 pair of interchangeable calves. That's for the boots. 1 interchangeable crotch. 4 interchangeable crotch parts, 1 pair of beach shorts. Guys, even in the like promotional image they have there for your pre-order, the 4 interchangeable crotch parts are blurred out. This thing comes with an array of ding-dongs. Yeah, even for a good blank buck. Ooh. Yeah, gonna have to pass on that one. Like, I'm not opposed to you guys doing what you want to do with your action figures. I'm completely fine with whatever you guys want to do, because it's not my collection. But when I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I gonna do with these ding-dongs? Because I'm not gonna be slaying an action figure with ding-dongs out. Like, do I put these ding-dongs up? What happens if I suddenly die? It's kind of like when I was telling you guys, sometimes I think about putting a little bit of old toilet paper up my b-hole, because I'm terrified of shit stains, but I'm even more terrified of somebody finding me with toilet paper shoved up my b-hole, preventing shit stains in my underwear. That fact just keeps me wiping. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, You know, what happens if I were to die and the accountant has to go through the old toy collection and she's going through the accessory parts and all of a sudden she comes across four mini ding-dongs of varying sizes? What would she think? Or worse, what happens if the accountant got my mother involved or my mother-in-law? Yeah, and these are the things that prevent me from being able to purchase certain things. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, no. But if you guys are interested, yeah, more power to you. You guys know how, like, you have, like, knowledge nuggets in your life that just sometimes come out in casual conversations? Well, I was taking the firstborn, to school, and there's dead armadillo on the road, so I kind of lean over so I don't hit it. And he was like, "Was that armadillo dead?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure that armadillos don't play possum, because, you know, possums play possums." And that's when I was like, look back at him for a split second, I'm like, "Just remember, son, if you ever think a possum's dead and you're going to go grab it, don't. It might be playing possum." I was like, "I'm pretty sure armadillos don't do that one, so it's dead." And he's like, "Well, can I play with a live armadillo?" I was like, "Nah, dude. I'll give you two reasons why you don't mess with live armadillos." It's like, one, armadillos can burrow through a lot of things. So those, like, front claws are sharp and strong. B, they carry the disease that leads to leprosy. And then all of a sudden I realized that the firstborn's only 8 years old, and he's like, "What's leprosy?" I was like, "That's when your skin starts rotting and falling off of you while you're alive." I was like, it's a horrible thing. I was like, people lose their noses. It's disgusting. And he's like, "Well, what's the third reason you don't mess with armadillos?" And I'm like, I just gave you two pretty good reasons why you don't mess with armadillos. Do you really need a third? I was like, okay, third one, it's got a hard outer shell. It's going to be real hard for you to do damage to it. But I think the first two reasons are pretty good reasons why you don't mess with armadillos. Am I crazy? Do you guys need me to keep on with the list of why you don't jack with armadillos? Claws, leprosy, stay away.
Somebody's heart.
So where I'm not the biggest, what's the word? Connoisseur of pro wrestling anymore. I still like to watch wrestling from time to time. And I listen to wrestling podcasts because I like hearing, you know, guys today talk about, like, the stuff they did back in the day. One of my favorites has become My World with Jeff Jarrett. If you guys didn't know this, and his host, or his co-host of the podcast constantly says, like, when I was younger, Jeff Jarrett was the human fast forward button, or nothing, or the channel changer, because back then we didn't have fast forward on live television. But, you know, we used to hate Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett was just that, like, ugh. And then you come to realize that Jeff Jarrett is a second-generation pro wrestler, went on to become a third-generation promoter in wrestling, and understands pro wrestling very, very well because of the amount of talent that brought him up, along with his dad being a great worker. His dad's tag team partner over the years was a fantastic worker and, you know, run the roads before he ever got a major chance with the WWE or the WCW. Like, he was learning from, like, old school guys that were great at the territories. So now I thoroughly enjoy his podcast. I like hearing about his time in WCW, his time in WWE, his time in TNA, and now he's with AEW. And I love just hearing the stories from him. And so I saw that his co-host posted up a deal where he was going to be facing Jeff Hardy, yes, that Jeff Hardy from the Hardy Boys, in a Texas Chainsaw Death Match. I'm like, Texas Chainsaw Death Match? What in the wide world of sports is going on here? And I don't tune in for most of the pro wrestling I watch. I generally have to catch it on repeat. Very rarely do I watch wrestling live because I've told you guys, I wake up early, go to bed early. I've got to get my job done before it gets too hot outside. But I was like, I'm tuning in live for this. I don't know what this is going to be. Turns out there's a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game coming out. So this was a paid advertisement. So it's like a hardcore match. Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy are going at it. Their teammates are all involved. It's a shit show. I think that if it had just been a hardcore match between those two, could have been really good. But I think there was a whole lot of shenanigans in it. Fake blood came into it. Jeff Jarrett's real-life wife got involved. She's, I think, his manager. Which, funny enough, his real-life wife is the ex-wife of former WWE and TNA heavyweight champion Kurt Angle. Her name is Karen Jarrett, but she used to be Karen Angle. So, you know, the amount of wrestling knowledge that this woman's been around in her life, because her ex-husband, like I said, was one of the greatest of his time, and possibly an all-timer, definitely a Hall of Famer, if he's not already. And then, you know, her current husband, the amount of wrestling knowledge that he has. But when you're looking at all that, it's just really funny to see her get involved. And then a guy dressed as Leatherface comes out with a chainsaw, and it was kind of silly. Like, wasn't even running a chainsaw. Like, the noises were being piped in. Chases her to the back. It's all funny. Jeff Jarrett wins. They give him this big belt, and it's got the Texas, or it's got Leatherface heads on it. He's covered in the fake blood that they poured on him. And that wasn't like a mishap of the camera. Like, they clearly poured the fake blood on him as a gag in the match. It wasn't like he was supposed to get, you know, cut. So before you guys get to harping on that one, if you haven't seen it, but it was a real shit show, mainly because it just wasn't a wrestling match. It was all these guys running in and yada yada yada. But I was sitting there watching that, and it made me think, like, you know, I listen to this guy's podcast like damn near every week. He's very creative. Let me go hop on Instagram. And that's when I found out he had posted, because apparently some pictures of him and this absolute mega star, a current mega star of untold levels, used to be his child's babysitter. They're from the same part of Tennessee, and he used to pay this woman to watch his kids. And I'm sitting there looking at the pictures, and yes, at one point in time, Taylor Swift was the babysitter for Jeff Jarrett's children. You can go on to, I believe, Instagram or Twitter. He's posted up pictures of Taylor Swift in his house playing piano with his daughters and him sitting in the background. I was like, do you know how small of a world that is? That this guy, who I listen to his podcast randomly, and has been very successful for the last, I want to say, 40 years in pro wrestling, used to pay Taylor Swift to watch his kids. That's crazy. You know, this isn't a political thing. This is more of just an asshole thing, but I feel like it's got to be pointed out here, because I made fun of the fact of the hypocrisy of Kid Rock still selling Bud Light in his bar in Nashville, even though he's come out and publicly been against it. Well, pictures came out of Mr. Kid Rock enjoying a Bud Light live in person. So, you know, the hypocrisy of that one, it's just fucking hilarious. But what's even better than that? So, Bud Light does a small online campaign or marketing campaign of Bud Light with a trans woman named Dylan Mulvaney, I think is how you say that one. And Republicans lose their fucking shit. How dare you give beer and put this person's face on a beer can? Well, several people, led by Republicans and other people, I mean, let's not say it's all just Republicans, but a giant portion of people start boycotting Budweiser and their parent company. The stocks plummet. Budweiser and Bud Light are just sitting on shelves everywhere. Yada, 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 yada. Well, apparently it's come out, and this might be old news to you guys, but it's new news to me, and I think it's even more hilarious. Turns out that the person in charge of the pension fund for state employees in the state of Florida are like, hey, they contact the governor, and they're like, hey, we got an issue here. The state pension fund has taken a massive hit this year. And they start looking into it, and they have over $600,000 invested into the parent company that owns Bud Light. So Ron DeSantis helps lead a boycott against Bud Light. The pension fund of several state employees, and we're talking about police officers, firefighters, teachers, garbage people, city employees, like across the state, their pensions just fucking take a hit this year. And he's trying to put into like a legal action lawsuit against the company that he helped boycotted and fuck the state's pension. Like, that's hilarious to me. Like, do you not see the stupidity in your own self? It's like the guy's wanting to run for president as a Republican, which obviously he needs the support of Fox News to be. But then he takes out a fucking hit campaign and wants to go after Disney, forgetting that Disney owns Fox News. Like, how are you going to hit up the company that, at the very core of itself, could have a deciding factor of your coverage for running candidate of the President of the United States, and then attack them? This guy is either stupid or just trying to sabotage himself so that he can lose before it even starts, and then he can blame on conspiracy theories. And I think that in itself is conspiracy theory, because I don't think he thinks he can win right now, so why not self-sabotage and do these things that will fuck him out of anybody having the good conscience to back him? Because he won't have that support from Fox, because regardless of what you say, if you attack the owning company of Fox, they're going to be hesitant to really push you up. That's it. So right now, conspiracy theory coming from Order and Toys, aka Heath, you know that I'm saying conspiracy theory all the way around. Ron DeSantis is not trying to run for president. He is just trying to keep his name out there and try to fuck things up. That, or he's a fucking moron. So you guys remember, I think it was last year, there was a Kickstarter that was being, you know, supported by Sharmus Prime for the Street Humans, which were going to be people that were, I think in his, how he described it, was like, these can be background people for your action figure photography, plus we're going to make them have interchangeable heads so they're aliens. Well, I, not being the biggest follower of Sharmus Prime anymore, because I think Sharmus Prime, like, when you're getting into action figure collecting, and especially Marvel Legends, everybody gets into him, and then you kind of move on because your tastes change, or maybe you stick with him because he is one of the better Marvel Legends action figure reviewer, and he's very prominent in that space. So I'd miss the fact that, like, they canceled it because it wasn't doing well, and they've gone back. They put out an animated short kind of telling the background of these characters, giving you ideas, and they're going to be relaunching this Kickstarter in the fall. And I told you guys, like, with the Unparalleled Universe Odious thing, it wasn't for me. I didn't support it, but super happy that it backed for him, because, you know, when you put yourself out there and, you know, you're working on these things and you have these hopes and dreams, I want you to, you know, to be able to make them, as long as they're legal and, you know, everything's golden, you know, there's no shady background side. So if this thing relaunches, I'm hoping these guys nothing but the best, and hopefully I can keep an eye on it and see more. I'm actually now following the Street Humans Instagram page, and some of these signs are cool. Maybe, you know, I like aliens, I like monsters, they're not ninjas, but maybe, I don't know. One guy is definitely, his human appearance is Asian, and I think he comes with a samurai sword, so I'm gonna back that. You know, there's anything to be said about music in this day and age. There's so much music to go around, and there's always things that I'm finding out about, stuff that I'm constantly looking for, and I want to know more about. Well, this week I found out there's a metalcore band that covers rap songs. And they cover rap songs from the time frame that I was really into rap. Late 90s to mid 2000s was like the time when I really kept up with the most rap that I listened to. I still enjoy listening to new rap, but like my heart was in that time frame for rap. So, yeah. These guys are called, what's it called? Distinguished Disguise. And they have a metalcore version of Get Low. You guys know the song. Hopefully you know the song. If you don't know the song, I feel so bad because now I'm feeling old. But, yeah, I was listening to that with the windows up at a reasonable level volume in my car Friday when I was picking up the firstborn from school, and I'm in line. And I swear, I finally got the looks of fear from the teaching staff at that school that I've thought I deserved for a while now. I know a lot of people say they've moved away from Marvel Legends. I'm not completely away from Marvel Legends. I'm not like going out and hunting Marvel Legends like I was when I first got into collecting, but you know, they posted up the two-pack for the Hydra and Shield female agents. Multiple head options here. You know, they're using that new double-jointed arms for these $2. Colors look good. The additional head sculpts look good. The mastheads look good. Weapons options. This is a pretty cool set. And I gotta say, for all the times I've shit on things, I do think that this looks really good, and I think this is worth it. How that comes out or goes, we don't know, but we'll see. And, you know, more power to them. I am actually waiting to see if I can find that Commander Rogers figure from, what is it? It's going to be the Marvel's Wave. Because definitely, you guys know, of all the Marvel characters, I just absolutely love. Captain America's on there, Steve Rogers being the first. Probably gonna pick that one up. Looks good from the images I've seen.
Zula.
So Saturday, went to do some grocery shopping. Obviously, I'm going to hit the toy aisle. And I ran across a black and white with a little bit of blood smear on the fist and on the mouth of the DC Multiverse Arkham Knight Batman. Maybe it was Arkham City Batman. I can't remember. Don't remember seeing any promotional about that one. That was pretty cool. It comes with the Solomon Grundy legs. I'm not even sure if I saw like the regular colored version of that one in stores, but I thought that black and white one looked cool, and generally his repaints I generally give the old pfft to, but yeah, that one was pretty cool. We also got images of the Walmart exclusive gold label DC versus Vampire Green Lantern, which has sparked multiple thoughts in my head. I feel like if you're a Green Lantern that then becomes a vampire, would that not move you over to being a Black Lantern? Because vampires are, of course, the living dead. Or would that not move you over to being a Yellow Lantern? Because vampires are extremely terrifying and operate off of fear and their ability to hunt. I don't know how you stay a Green Lantern while being a vampire. If anybody has any more insight to that one, because I clearly haven't read this series of comic books, but I just thought that was so interesting. We also got images from Hawkman. I'm not sure what type of wave this one's going to be in, but nonetheless, it's still pretty cool. Maybe you guys have seen it, but I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now. Loving, you know, the old body hair on this one. That looks great. Also, man, let's just be honest here. The hands are too small. Also, for pre-order on Amazon, it's the Batman of Earth 22 Infected Glow-in-the-Dark Edition. Looks like we got some glow-in-the-dark on the bat signal underneath the cape, and the eyes are going to look like they glow a little bit, and then he's got some... I'm going to regret saying this one, but I'm going to say it. Glowing jizz around his lips. That's what it looks like. Call me disgusting if you want to, but go look at the promotional shot for this one and tell me that doesn't look like he's got jizz lipsticks that glow. Also, if you were signed up for the McFarlane mailing list, you got images coming out and the announcement of the pre-order for Demon Slayer Wave 2. These look good. Looks like he's going to fit in with the rest of them. Some good detailing. And that's going to be in the 7-inch line and in the 5-inch line. Multiple characters. Statues. What else are we getting from here that I saw? Oh, yeah. The movie Mannix. Jumanji movie. So you're getting the... What was the Rock's character's name in that one? I can't remember, but he had the smolder look effect. Gillian Anderson's character, which absolutely loved her. You guys know my love for that actress goes back to Doctor Who. Thoroughly enjoyed her in the Marvel movies as Gamora. Nebula. Wow. Giant brain fart there. Jack Black and Kevin Hart. That first Jumanji movie was really fun. I didn't like the second one as much, but Nick Jonas being in there helped too. Yeah, really, really fun on that stuff. I talked about this a little bit not too long ago, but it was the Arlen Pelter page was showing off stuff, and I believe we saw some stuff over at... Oh, what was it a couple weeks ago? Before SDCC. But at PowerCon, they showed off some more of the zombified wave, which definitely just reminds me of, you know, there's multiple head versions here. One man with a mustache, one female, a zombie face, and then a just regular skull on the cap, and that just reminds me of the Silence in the Library from Doctor Who when we get introduced to River Song. That's what this one reminds me of. It looks great. Accessories. It looks like you got some sort of container with a green vial in it, a couple hands, multiple helmet, one whole, one shattered, and a gun. Then also, they showed off black and white images of their Spark figures again. You have some sort of alien zombie looking monster with a little robot Gatlin thing. Kind of like a four-legged, like, robot. There is a cyber ninja-looking character. Then there's a alien dude with a glass dome on a skull helmet with a big gun and some sort of, like, little, like, space effect. And then just, you know, your basic space-looking marine. He's got, like, a bulletproof vest with grenades on it, knife, hand pistol. And then he's kind of got, like, it reminds me a little bit of the Universal Soldier headpiece where it goes over the head and then just has a little thing on the eye. Maybe if you guys are bigger fans, you know, maybe it reminds you of Freeza Core, kind of like a face covering thing. And it looks like there's a comic book in the back that gives a little bit more details in the coloring on these guys. But, I mean, I'm going to keep an eye on this Arlen Pelter Studios Instagram page. You just can't, like, stop kind of giving these guys a little bit of love when you see these new IPs and people just working on things, and you can, when you can stop and kind of look at things and kind of get like the vibe of what's going on there, what you're seeing, it's so much cooler. You guys know I'm a big Star Wars fan. Of course, I think the greatest thing to come out of Star Wars in the last decade is probably going to be The Mandalorian. The Walt Disney Company announced that The Mandalorian Season 1 and 2 will be available on Collector Edition 4K Ultra High Def and Blu-ray for fans to add to their movie collections, featuring steel book packing, concept art cards, and some never before seen bonus features. Available for pre-order August 28th for a December 12th release. I think if you're a hardcore Mandalorian fan, this is just going to be worth it for the art. One of my favorite things, you know, outside of the story and the character development and just the action, was the end of every episode seeing the concept arts. I think that's why I like the credit collection line from Black Series so much. It's like, it's fun to see those things and those colorways and how people kind of envisioned versus how it went to reality. And, I mean, it's just The Mandalorian. Come on. It's just fantastic. Boss Fight Studio, once again, I got more to talk about. Maybe I talked about this beforehand, but gotta give them a shout out for, you know, non-added dick parts for their 1/12 scale basic male buck. Also, they have a basic female buck. Looks great. You guys know I'm waiting for their second wave of their skeleton line on the Epic Hacks. Really want that cowboy skeleton that's gonna be in the gold with the ram head coming with it. But also, the skeleton Buzzsaw, which is the luchador character. I think that one looks really cool. Coming with the barbed wire baseball bat. And what else? He's got like some sort of championship belt with him. Not going to be hating on that one at all. So definitely the cowboy. Possibly the other one. I'm not so sure on the gladiators, but they still look cool. Also, it's one that's been throwing me off because I didn't see this happening, and I didn't hear much about them pursuing this outside their 1/18 scale, but they also showed off images of their 1/12 scale Court of the Dead figures. There's the little hellish-looking, I guess, Joker guy. What were those guys called? Man, what were the little comedians that kings would have sitting around back in the day? I can't remember. The three-armed monster guy with the Grim Reaper staff. I want to see more from this. I want to see more of these 1/12 scale Court of the Dead action figures. Because, they've got a female warrior, and another guy that's got this giant innate helmet and Scythe on there. I mean, it just looks cool. And I don't even know much about Court of the Dead. But apparently I'm becoming a big Boss Fight Studio 112 scale fan. Who knows? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude this week in your adventures through the fucking soft matter that is me, aka Ordering Toys on Instagram. I hope you guys have a great week. I'm off today, so I'll be working the rest of this week on what I don't know yet. That's one of those things that's a little frustrating for me. Oh, and just to give you guys more information, I wanted to let you guys know, if you go to BessLee_studio on Instagram, you can figure out and see more images of the Ding Dong Basic Warrior from earlier. But yeah, let's let you guys check that one on your own, so you can know that I'm not BSing you here on the four different options on Ding Dongs. But thank you guys very much for hanging out with me today. Keep your heads up, be positive, be the best people you can be. Thank you for being here. Sending out a big shout out to the homies over at the Main Geek Out Show, Gil, Matt, Christian. Check out those anytime you can. Shout out to my homie Jade, all the homies in real life, and all you guys listening here, all you beautiful waters out there. You make this possible. I mean, I'd still be doing this in my head as I'm driving around, but since you guys listen, I keep recording and I keep coming back. I was recently able to get my Ultimate Edition Walmart exclusive WWE Supreme Eddie Guerrero. It was sent to me in the mail, so if you guys were able to pre-order that one, I told you guys like months ago, I don't know why I pre-ordered it. I was looking at the stuff from CollectorCon at Walmart, and I saw it, and I'm like, why not? It came in. So if you guys pre-ordered that one, I know a lot of people have been finding it in Walmart stores, but if you pre-ordered it, realize that my pre-order is still not, like, even on my app, it's not showing update. It's still showing it's waiting to ship. So if you pre-order it, keep an eye out on your mailbox. It might possibly be coming in because mine's still showing that it hasn't shipped, and I've got it right here in my hand getting ready to crack this bad boy open. So keep your heads up. Thank you guys once again. And until next time, what do you...